We don't overlook any of our division opponents. I don't think their record really correlates to with the way they're playing. You know, they just played our division leader tight, and we're ahead in the fourth quarter. So they're playing real well defensively up front. You know, you look at that front four, it's a very talented group. I think Cliff Avril is a guy who you saw on film improving. I think he's made some really good strides, and obviously it was Sue and Corey, and you know, Vanna Bosch kind of has been a mainstay over there for a while. So very talented front four.
About how many big plays you guys have made lately. It just seems to be a real groove. Every time you go out, you feel like you can bust a big one. That capability is there.
Well, the great thing about our offense is we feel like just doing the little things well, being accurate, being good and precise with our route running, can lead to big plays, and that's kind of what you've seen. Yards after the catch, not trying to really trick anybody. We're just kind of running our stuff and making big plays out of it.
Aaron, do you feel like you're making better decisions here in the last 4 or 5 weeks, and the numbers you're putting up and the non-turnovers than you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm playing better than I was early in the season. You know, it's frustrating at the time to not play the way I knew I was capable of playing. This has been more like what I expect every week because of the preparation I put in. So it's been nice to play better. But like I said, it's more just a mindset on offense to kind of just do what we do and do it better than they can stop us.
Aaron, your numbers would say you personally play very well in domes. Do you prefer to play in domes?
I can't honestly say that, can I? I'm in Green Bay. I love playing outdoors. This is home. But I do enjoy the conditions. They're very favorable to throw the football inside. But I think, you know, I've done a pretty good job throwing the ball outside too.
Aaron, does going on the road take away the use of a hard count to screw the other guys up a little bit or a lot?
Well, it really depends on the attendance and the score of the game, really. I think those are two factors that you look at. You always talk about starting fast on the road and taking the home crowd out of it a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of crowd it is. I know there'll be a lot of Green Bay people there. We always love playing our division games to see the kind of crowd that we get coming from Wisconsin. But that's still something we're gonna try and utilize as much as we can.
Can you take us through a typical play on which you run for a 12-yard gain? Kind of what you know, you break the huddle. You obviously have a pass called. Can you kind of take us through, in your eyes, what you see when you step to the line of scrimmage all the way through when you slide to safety?
I can't give you all my secrets, but I can tell you that when you look at a situation like last week, you know, it's 31-16, up by 15 points. My frame of mind was make a positive play, and there's a lot worse things that can happen at this point than a punt. We were in a 3-by-1 set, and they played two-man. And two-man, you know, usually the quarterback is the only person who's doesn't have a guy responsible for him. So because of the way that they aligned, and then Pat kind of went backside, the three technique to the left went backside, kind of went through my one and two progression, felt the big opening, and knew I'd get the first down.
You know, a lot of young quarterbacks, we see them run a lot because they don't make it soon. I mean, this is something that you really do think about a lot and focus on and see as a really positive way to help the offense, isn't it? I mean,
I would choose the words react. I think it's got to be a reactionary thing. And the other important thing to being, I think, a good running quarterback, which I think Michael Vick is doing a better job of this year, is you need to still be a pass-first guy outside the pocket, because that's when you're most dangerous. And we've had some big plays with me moving, being in space, but still knowing, having an idea where the line of scrimmage is and still being a pass-first guy. I think those guys are the most dangerous when you can leave the pocket, still have your eyes downfield, still make a big play potentially, and then you can utilize the pump fake as well.
I remember some plays where maybe you took a hit that you didn't need to, and Mike referenced a Dallas game.
Yeah, on the sidelines.
Was that this year?
I was on the sidelines. I kind of got rocked.
Can you take us through that one again?
I ran out to the right. I knew where the first down was. I had gotten the first down. But whoever was blocking Terrence Newman kind of let him go right at the last second. And I knew I didn't really want to slide. Didn't have time to slide. Didn't have time to get out of bounds. just kind of ducked my head and ball, you know, hit me on the side of the head, and then I kind of somehow spun around out of it. Didn't really know where I was in a second because I kind of closed my eyes, and I was still in bounds, and somebody pushed me out of bounds. So it's definitely a fun play, but something that I was chastised not to do again.
Aaron, is it? Sorry, over here.
I see.
Is this kind of an exciting time? I mean, here you're heading into the final four games of the regular season, three NFC opponents. You know, it's all still kind of there for the taking, but it's up to you guys. Do you look at this as an exciting month coming up?
Yeah, I do. You know, I think all you can ask for when you get to December is to be able to control your own destiny, and we know if we win out, we're going to be the NFC North champs and probably, you know, have the first step to our goals. We talk about being a season. You know, there's obviously everyone comes to training camp and wants to win the ultimate prize, but the media goal is win your division, get a home playoff game. We're in the hunt. We still have Chicago one more time. We're one game back right now. The old adage, one game at a time, obviously applies to right now. But you know, we have our goals in front of us, and it's exciting coming to work knowing that, you know, we can control our own destiny.
Kind of in that same vein, do you view this as a must win?
I never use the words must win. I just don't feel the appropriateness applies to football. But I think that it's an important game. Every game's important. You know, you could say those words, you know, a different way about every time you step on the field. You know, I don't think there's any game where you go into it thinking, well, it's okay if we don't win this one. We got next week. I mean, obviously that doesn't apply to December football. We need to take care of business and play well. You know, we've been a good road team under Chris McCarthy, and I think he keeps us focused on the real reason for going on the road, and it's a business trip, and take care of your business on the field and with your downtime, and we're going there to win a football game.
You guys are in such a rhythm right now offensively. Just how much fun is it to be part of this system when it's clicking like this?
Yeah, it's a lot more fun when it's going the way it's been going the last few weeks. It's definitely tough to come in here when you're struggling. You know, but we've just been doing a good job of finding ways to get the ball to Greg Jennings. And as he's kind of taken off the last 4 or 5 weeks, you know, it's made some openings for other guys. Donald had one of the greatest plays I've ever been a part of last week. And we're finding ways to move the ball, and guys just doing the little things, and yards after the catch has really been a big part of our success the last few weeks.
Aaron, there have been times when you've had a couple words with some of the younger guys, maybe for a mental error or whatever the case might be. I guess, A, is that part of your leadership style, and B, do you feel like that's getting through to them?
You know, I think as a quarterback and as a leader, you have to find ways to get through to your teammates. Some guys do better with a confrontation. Some guys with a, you know, pat on the butt. Some guys, you know, a one-on-one sit down. You know, I'm an emotional player, and sometimes I share my emotions on the field. Sometimes I share them in public. But I think some of the mistakes we've been making are so correctable. It's often most frustrating when I know that those are mistakes that shouldn't happen. And when you're playing a tight game, you can't have alignment mistakes and I thought I heard this. And like I joked about after the game, you know, five more minutes in the playbook. Preparation is the most important thing at this time of the season because the little mistakes are amplified.
How much easier is it for you, Aaron, and the receivers and the line when you guys at least have a threat of a running game?
Yeah, I mean, that's a little bit easier, potentially, but we're still not seeing a lot of single safety. We're not seeing a lot of eight-man box. We're having to find ways to be effective and to move the ball against a lot of two-high safety. So, but we've done a good job at that.